Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. More Gemara is dealing with the halachas of Yayin Nesach. So today's daf is going to begin with an halacha from Rava in the sugi of Yayin Nesach, and then the Gemara is going to bring nine stories, Maisa Shahoyas, Kachoyas, that happened with Yayin Nesach, where Rava issued a psak. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Zoyne Oyvedes Keichavim V'Yisrael Mesu Benetzla. What if Yidden are sitting together with a Zoyne? They're eating together. The Zoyne is an Oyvedes Keichavim. Says the Gemara, Chiddush, Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter. Meaning, you don't have to assume that the Oyvedes Keichavim touched the wine. Now, why would you think she didn't touch the wine? The reason is because she's sitting with Yidden, and the Yidden are going to make sure that she doesn't touch the wine. But Luchura, these Yidden that are sitting with a Zoyna, they're obviously being Nichshol in the Aveira of Arayas. Do they have a Cheskes Kashrus? Can we assume that even though they're being Nichshol in Arayas, yet they're somehow going to have it in them to make sure that she doesn't touch the wine to create this machalas asuras to make this yayin nesach? The Gemara says absolutely, because nehi the talk of lo yitzur d'aveira. Even though they have a very strong yitzahar of aveira, but yitzur the yayin nesach like talk of lo, the yitzahar of yayin nesach is not such a big yitzahar, so they can't overcome the yitzahar of arayis. It's true they're sitting with a zayinah, but it doesn't mean that the wine is not kosher. They're going to be careful to make sure the wine is kosher. As a result, rova paskin chamra shari, you don't have to assume one because of the other. Zoyna Yisraelis, what about in the reverse? What if the Zoyna was a Yisraelis for Ovdei Kechavim Mesubin, and she's sitting together with Ovdei Kechavim over there, chamra asa, there the wine is asa. I want you to say the same svara. Say that the Yisraelis is going to ask these people, the Boyalim, you know, please be careful not to touch the wine. Says the Gemara there, it's different. My time ahoyo vazila alayu basraya geriru. Being that she was mafka herself, she's being a Zoyna, so there's a psychological thought that if she's mafka herself to these people, she doesn't have it in her to tell them not to touch the wine. As a result, in that case, you would have to be concerned. Zok the Gemara, nine stories. Story number one. Who beitzed Abba Yosef? Chamed Yisrael. There was a house where there was wine that belonged to a yid. Olav ikechavim, a yid, a guy entered this house. Achta l'dasha ba'api, and he locked the door. V'have biza b'dasha. However, there was a hole inside the door where you were able to peep in. You were able to look into this house through that hole to see what was going on. Ishtakach, a yid went, he looked through the hole, and he saw an Oivik Echavim, Koi Beidani, that there was a guy, he was drainzich with the wine. And now there was a chash, that maybe he touched the wine, maybe he was menasach the yayin lavoy de zara, meaning maybe the wine should be aser. The shayla was brought to Rav. Oh my Rav, Rav, a paskin, called the lahavi bizra shari. Any wine that's within the line of sight of where this hole is going to be mutter. Because the guy knows of this hole. As a result, he's afraid that maybe someone's going to look and see that he's being menasach v'yayin. There's a mirsis, he's not going to be menasach v'yayin. But the high geese, but any wine that's to the side of that hole, where being that the door is locked, nobody can get in, you can't see in through the hole, the guy feels safe. There's no mirsis over there. If there's no mirsis over there, that wine is going to be awesome. Second story. So there was a yid who had wine that was inside a house. Now this house is Havidai Yisrael Ben Yoyna. It was a two-story house. A yid lived on the top floor, and a guy lived on the bottom floor. Shamu Kol Tigra. As everybody was in their house doing their thing, they heard noises from outside. Nafki, everybody ran outside. Kadam asa evi kechavim. In the middle of this commotion, the guy runs back into his house. Achta v'dasha ba'ape, and he locks the door. Now there was a chashash. What's the chashash? That maybe the guy, when he went back inside and he locked the door, maybe it was menasach diayin lavoy dezara. Amar Rava, Rava said cham reshari. He issued a kula. He said the wine is going to be mutter. Doesn't the guy know that the yid that's living upstairs that maybe ordinarily would have been able to see down and see him being menasach the yayin is outside? So Rava says, no. How does he know he's outside? He may think, no, just like I left this commotion and I left and went inside. Maybe the yid did the same thing. And he's seeing me. Meaning, ordinarily, there was never a chash that maybe the guy was being menasach the yayin lavoy dezara because he knew he had a neighbor who was able to look right into his apartment. So if he was going to touch the wine, this neighbor, the Yisrael, was going to see. So there was always a mirsis. The thought was that maybe now, because everybody ran outside, and the guy left this tumult. He's now by himself. He locks the doors. So maybe there's no mirza. So maybe now you do have to be chayish that he was menasach the ayin lavoy the zara. But Rava said, how does he know that the yid didn't also go back inside? So maybe the yid also went back inside. As a result, you have the same mirzas. So that was the second halacha where Rava paskined again that the wine is going to be mutter. The third story. Who ashpiza davi yasavi chamed Yisrael? There was an ashpiza, an inn, who was storing the wine of a yid. And one day they go down to the cellar and they see there's a guy draining zech between the barrels of wine. And there was a concern now. Nobody saw the guy touch wine. Nobody saw him be menasech yayin lavoy dezara, but it's a little suspicious. What was he doing there? Amar Rava, Rava said, in nitfas olav kiganov shari, the Eloi also. What would be now that this person was caught? Meaning, was he treated like a ganav? Were charges pressed? Or is it okay, it's considered acceptable for someone to be in that place where this guy was? Meaning, if it's not acceptable to be there, then you have to assume that this guy keeps on looking behind his back. He's nervous. He's on edge. As a result, there's a mirsis. If there's a mirsis, he's not going to be menasach yayin lavoy dezara. If he's allowed to be there, then there's no mirsis. Then it's going to be okay. Who based it up? The fourth story. There was a house that had wine. And again, somebody comes home one day and he sees there's a guy, Beidani. He's in his cellar. Oh, my Rava. Rava said he is lishnamute. If he has some sort of alibi, some explanation for why he was there, meaning you can't press charges, he's not going to be arrested, nothing terrible is going to happen to him. Chamra asa. There's no mirsis, the wine is going to be asa. Viloy. But if he has no good story why he's there, meaning he was just caught red-handed in somebody else's wine cellar, the svara is that he must have been concerned all along that he may be caught. That fear and concern that he had that he may be caught creates a mirsis. As a result, in that case, talach is going to be mutter. This is a very big chiddush. What we're saying is that a guy who is in a state of yichud together with the yid's wine, he's in a house that's locked to the extent that if he would be caught being menasach v'yayin or even touching the wine, it could be he would be punished for it. There would be no ishtamute kam ishtamut. He would have no way out of the situation. The halacha is the wine is going to be mutter. That's essentially what Rava said in these last two stories. Right? The Gemara Meisve, is that true? I'll ask you a kasha from a teisef to hear Masechta Zavoda Zarah. No, nin ala pundik oishe amar loy shmar. Also, the context over there is where again a yid had wine inside a pundik, and he tells the guy that, you know, I'm going away. Watch it for me. Or the guy on his own went and he locked the pundik. So he was in a state of yichud together with the wine. There's no niches v'yotzi now. There's no mirsis. The wine is going to be aser. So the Gemara, my love, avakav to lesle l'ishtamute. It sounds like the wine is aser, even though technically if the guy is going to tamper with the wine, it's going to be wrong and he can be punished for it. It doesn't matter. Right now he's in a state of yichud. He's a guy. There's a concern that maybe he's going to do an aver with it. But the Gemara says, like, you're going to lesle l'ishtamute. It's not mochach. Maybe that Tisef is talking about where he has a way out. It's only over there that it's going to be aser. Again, Rav is saying a phenomenon. That even though the guy is in a state of yichud together with the wine, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, if he would be caught, even though it's not likely how he's going to be caught, but if he would be caught, he would have a problem. There'd be no ishtamute, he'd have no way of hiring a good lawyer and getting himself out of this mess. Then the halacha is, we assume mirsis. Once we assume mirsis, when achayish did, it was menasach yayin lavoy dezara. The fifth story. Who Yisrael, v'yikachavan davi yosef, v'yikachavan davi yosef, there was a yid and a guy, they were drinking wine together. Shami Yisrael called Suive Knishta. They lived next to a shul, and the yid heard that they started davening. So he tells the guy, I'm going to go daven now. Come v'azal. He went to daven. Oh, my Rav, Rav said, Chamna Shari, the wine is mutter. Why is the wine mutter? You just left. He said he's going to go daven mincha. No matter how fast the Shmai Nesher is, right? A few minutes he definitely has. So why are we concerned that during those few minutes the guy was menasach yayin lavoy dezara? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because the guy is thinking the whole time in his head, hashta mitkele d'chamre v'adasid. He is going to remember now that he left his wine. He knows he's not allowed to leave wine with a guy. So he keeps on thinking that he's going to come back. So in his mind, the yid's coming. Even though he doesn't come, it creates mirsis. Again, there's no chash, he's giving menasach yayin lavoy dezara. The sixth story. There was a yid and a guy that was sitting on a boat. Shami Yisrael called Shapur the Beit Shimshi. And the yid hears the shofar blowing, signaling that it's Bein Ashmashes. So if you remember these Gemaras, it's from a very long time ago, in the end of Perek, but Mem Adlikin. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is talking about, they used to blow shofars Bein Ashmashes time, so the yid should know, stop doing malacha, because Shabbos is coming. So the yid is on a ship, and he hears the shofar. So what does that mean? He has to get off the ship now. You're not allowed to be on a ship on Shabbos. Nothing for Azal. He left, but he forgot something. He forgot his wine. So now the yid just got off this ship. because Shabbos is coming, he leaves his wine behind. The guy is in a state of yichud with the wine. So it seems very reasonable now to be concerned that the guy is going to take the wine. He's going to be menasech yayin l'avodah zarah. This is what he's always wanted to do, to take a yid's wine, no less, to be menasech l'avodah zarah. This is an amazing opportunity for him. Amar Rava, what did Rava say? Chamra shari. Rava had a tremendous koyach de teira here. He said, no, the wine is going to be mutter. Why? Meimar amar. Because the guy is thinking, hashta mitkale l'chamra v'adar asi. Because even though the yid got off the ship, but when he remembers that he left the wine, he's going to go back on the ship to get it. Freik the Gemara, Rava talking, v'imishum shapsa. Aye, doesn't the guy know that it's Shabbos? And being that it's Shabbos, the yid can't go back to take his wine. Shouldn't the guy know that? So the Gemara says, oh my Rava, this is Rava l'shitasa. Because Rava once said, omali isik yura. Isser, who was a ger, once told me, Kavina Bar Miyusan, when I was a Shegetz, Amrinon, I remember we used to say, Yehudi le Menatri Shabbatza, that the Jews don't keep Shabbos. Listen to this. The Menatri Shabbos, because if the Jews keep Shabbos, Kamakise Kamashnaki Meshuka. How come when you walk down, you know, 16th Avenue on a Shabbos, you don't see $100 bills lying on the floor? Why don't you have situations which you think would be very common, that a yid goes to shul Friday night and he fills his pockets, ooh, I left my wallet, there should be American Express cards all over the place. So why is it that it doesn't happen? He says, must be because the Jews don't keep Shabbos. So if they realize that they had money in their pockets, you know, no one's looking, so they're going to take it with them. So the point is, said Rava, the guy thinks that the yid doesn't keep Shabbos. So the emes is, when the yid went off this arba, he's not coming back to take his wine, because he has to keep Shabbos. It's not something he could do. But Rava said, I heard from Isser, who was a ger, who used to hang out with Shkutzen. They used to tiny that the Jews didn't keep Shabbos. So again, it doesn't matter if the Jews are going to come back or not. What matters is, does the guy think the Jew is going to come back? And the guy thinks the Jew is going to come back to take his wine. So if he thinks he's going to come back to take his wine, just like he would keep his wallet in his pocket and continue to walk, it's for that reason there's a mirsis. Oh, there's a mirsis. That was Rava's psak, that the wine is going to be mutter. Now, the emes is that Isser's wrong. So why? I mean, Jews keep Shabbos. So if Jews keep Shabbos, why is there you don't find wallets all over the place? Says the Gemara, V'lo yodana, that Isser didn't know the sphere on Kerb Yitzchak. Because Talach is like Kerb Yitzchak. I'm Reb Yitzchak, Maitzik, Kisbe Shabbos. If somebody finds a wallet on Shabbos, Malichai Pachas, Pachas, Meyar Ba'amis is a way to do it. You walk less than Dalin Amis. That's not our sugya for right now. But either way, that was another kula of Rava. Seventh story. Who are you? Davinon b'matzarto. There was a lion that once roared. There's a bunch of people that are working in a gas, they're in a wine press, and all of a sudden they hear the roar, literally, a lion roars. So what did everyone do? They started running for their lives. There was a shegetz that was working there in the wine press. Tasha Beidani, so he ducks, he hides for cover amongst the barrels of the wine. In the meantime, there's this big tumult, everyone's coming and going, and the question was, when the guy was hiding between the barrels of wine, do you have to be concerned that maybe he opened up one of the barrels, touched the wine, or was menasech yayin l'avodah zarah? So Rava said again, chamra shari. Why? Meimar amar. Because the guy's thinking in his head that, you know, I'm hiding here, but how do I know the Jew's not also hiding beidani? So if I'm going to start touching the wine, maybe the Jew's going to see me. Just like I'm hiding over here. Maybe a yid is hiding here as well. The kachazili, and he sees me. As a result, the wine is going to be mota. Ganvi. There was ganovim the sulki la pumpadisa. They entered pumpadisa. Upaschi chaviyasa tuva. And they opened up many barrels of wine. So these were ganovim. They come in and they start, you know, walking into Jewish homes and doing whatever they want to do. One of the things they did was they opened up a lot of barrels of wine, presumably to drink it. I mean, that's what you would think, right? Oh my, Rava said, Chamra shari. No, the wine is all going to be mutter. My time, or why is the wine mutter? Why are you concerned that they drank for the wine? Or maybe they were menasech the yayin. Or at least they touched the wine when they opened up the barrels. I mean, doesn't it sound like yayin esech 101? They're ganovim. They're opening up all the barrels of wine. It sounds like a no-brainer. Where did Rava find it in his koyach te'atera to go ahead and be matter over here? So the Gemara says, I'll explain it to you. My timer, Ruba Ganovi Yisrael, you know, because Rav Ganovim, not in the world, but Rav Ganovim in Pumpedisa were Yisraelim, they were Jews, and being that they were Jews, so he said, you go Baser Rav. Al Pi Rav, you assume that the wine was touched not by a guy, but by a yid. Magi Yisrael is not a problem. Who uvda ben Harda? There was a similar story in Naharda, where in Harda too, there were ganovim that came and they were opening up barrels of wine. Va'amash Shmuel, and Shmuel issued the same exact stack. Chamra shari, the wine is going to be mutter. Now, says the Gemara, Kimman, what was the basis for Shmuel's psak? Meaning, Rava's psak, we understand, he explained himself. He said, Rav ganovim and Pumpadisa were yidin. So if Rav ganovim were Yidin, so you have nothing to worry about. But Nahardah apparently wasn't that way. So here already the Gemara needs a little bit of a beer. What's pshat in Shmuel's psak? Why in Nahardah too did Shmuel say that even though the Ganovim opened up the barrels of wine, still the wine was going to be mutter? So the Gemara says already a little bit of a lumdish teretz. Kman kareb Eliezer, the Omar, who said Safik bia tahar. We know the halach is Safik tumah b'shus hayachid tzveikoy tameh. Safik tumah b'shus harabim tzveikoy tahar. What's the makar? We learn it from Saita. A Saita, a Safik Saita, that's miyachid with a man, la'acha kin of Estira, had a drink from the Mei Saita. Until she drank from the Mei Saita, she was a Safik, that she was Nivala. The Torah refers to an Esha Sish that's Mizana as a Tomei, Tuma, Ksiv Baka Arayas. And as a result, from the fact that you see that every Safik Saita is treated L'chumra, not only is it treated the chumrah, Safik Kivade, when you learn the sugis and Masechta Saita. So we learn from there that every Safik Tuma that's parallels, that's similar to a Safik Saita, Sveikai Tame. So Safik Saita is Brishus Hayachid. Why is it Brishus Hayachid? Because it's in a state of Stira, and Sveikai Tame. So to every Safik Tuma Brishus Hayachid, Sveikai Tame. Safik Tuma Brishus HaRabim is just the opposite. Over there, the Allah is going to be Sveikai Tar. The Mishnah over here, it discusses a big chiddush that Rabbi Eliezer said in the sugi of Safik Tuma Brishus Hayachid Sveikoy Tomei. Zok the Gemara did. So again, Shmuel had paskind that when the Ganovim entered Naharda and they opened up the Chavias of Yayin, what was the halacha with all the Chavias? The Chavias were mutter. The question was why? Why were they mutter? So the Gemara says, you know why? Maybe because Shmuel held like Rebbe Eliezer. So who's this Rebbe Eliezer? He holds Safik Beer Tov. If somebody enters a Bikka, Bikka is an area that has a bunch of fields that are all adjacent to each other. If he enters Big Mois Hakshamim, the tumah besad the plainness, and he knows that this tumah in one of the fields that's inside the bikkah. V'amran, he says, "Alachti b'makom alaz." The any idea of nechnasi lo isas adam lo nechnasi. So there was tumah in one of the fields inside this bikkah. This yid entered the bikkah. He doesn't know if he entered the field that had the tumah or if he didn't enter the field that had the tumah. The halach is Rabbi Elazar Oimer Safik bia tar Safik maga tar. In that case, he's going to be tar. Now, the Mishnah says we're discussing Yemais HaKshamim, because during the Yemais HaKshamim, being that it was the rainy season, it was important for things to grow during that time, nobody would walk on fields. Being that nobody walked on fields, the field had a din of a Rishus HaYoch. If it's a Rishus HaYochid, whenever you have a Safik Tomei Rishus HaYochid, Sveikah, it should be Tomei. Stating that, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you're not sure you even walked into the field that has the Tomei, over there the Aloch is not going to be Sveikah Tomei, but rather over there the Aloch is going to be Sveikah Tomei. Isn't the Aloch a Safik Tomei Rishus HaYochid, Sveikah Tomei? So who cares if the Safik is whether you entered the field that had the Tumah, or you know for sure you entered the field that had the Tumah, you just have a Safik whether you touched the field. So Pasha Pshat is, because what's the Makar Safik Tumah, B'shus HaYachid Tzveikai Tameh? We learn it from Safik Saita. Every Safik Saita, you know for sure that there was a Bia. Not Bia as in Tashmish, Bi'ilo. But you know there was a Bia in that the man and the woman were together in the same room. It's a Safik Maga. The question is, was there a Znus or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have an identical parallel in a case of Tumah in a Sada, that Halacha would also be Sveikai Tameh. If you know for sure you entered the field, there was a Vadai Bia, Safik Maga, the Safik is if you touch the Tumah inside the field, it's over there that the Halacha would be, that's Sveikai Tameh. If, however, you have a Safik Bia, you have a Safik, if you even entered the field that had the Tumah, you were in a Bikka where one of the fields have Tumah, but you don't know even if you entered the field that had the Tumah. So over there, it's going to be like a Safik if the woman even entered the room in a state of Yichud together with the man. It's a Safik Bia. Over there, the Halacha is going to be Sveikai Tameh. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's Halacha of Safik Bia Sveikai Tar. Even though it's a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, ordinarily Sveikai Tameh, but when it comes to a Safik Bia, there it's going to be Sveikai Tar. What's the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer? It's important to know the Svara to really get the Sugya. The Svara is because a Safik Bia is viewed as more of a Safik Rachik. It's more of a Chshash Rachik. If you know for sure the person was in the field with the Tumah, the child did he touch the Tumah? So that type of Safik, you say Sveikai Tameh. But if the Safik is if he even entered the field, it's more of a Tzad Rachik. Lesser, over there the Halacha is going to be Sveikai Tameh. But bottom line, the Gemara suggested that maybe the reason Shmuel held that when the Ganovim came into Naharda, and they opened up all the barrels of wine. The halacha was that the wine is going to be mutter. What's the kasha? The kasha is that why aren't you concerned? It sounds like a very, very legitimate concern. Says the Gemara, maybe Shmuel held that the suffix that the goy was menasech yayin, or the ganav was menasech yayin, is a suffix beer. You know why it's a suffix beer? Because you don't even know if there was a guy in the field. It's a suffix if there was even a guy inside the yid's house that he was menasech, that he should have had the ability to be menasech yayin. Meaning, if you knew for sure b'teiras vaday that these ganavim were goyim, so you knew for sure they were in the house, so then you would have to be concerned. Maybe they touched the wine. But being that it's only a suffix, it's not roif like it was in Rava's case in Pumpadisa. But at the very least, it's also not a vada. You don't know fakir. You don't know that there was ever a guy there. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix bia, because maybe the guy never even entered the house. If it's a suffix bia, maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that suffix bia is a more cooler digger suffix. Rabbi Eliezer said it regarding suffix tumah, b'shus hayachid, this is not a suffix tumah. This is a different halacha. But the bottom line is that you see that a suffix tumah is a shvacher suffix. So just like Rabbi Eliezer said it, maybe that's the underlying principle of Shita. Shmuel, but the Gemara says, loy, shani hasam. It could be, pshat and Shmuel is, the kiv and ikka the paschid l'shum amayna, havalei svek sveka. Maybe Shmuel doesn't really hold a Rabbi Eliezer. So Stamazoy, if you have a suffix bia, it could be Shmuel wouldn't be Mekel. The reason Shmuel was Mekel in this case is not because we looked at it as a suffix with a tzad rochik lesser because it's a suffix bia, so to speak. That's not the point. The point is Shmuel was Mekel because he held it was a svek svek. Suffix if the ganovim were yidden or goyim. And even if they were goyim, when they opened up the barrels, not muchat, they drank from it. Maybe they opened it up because they were trying to find things that were hidden over there. Meaning, if you knew for sure they drank from it, then it would be one suffix. Well, they yidden a goy, because a goy that drinks from wine, that's out. There's nothing to talk about. There's no heter over there. But maybe the reason Shmuel was matir is because he held it was a svek sveka. It was a svek sveka. It has nothing to do with Chitas Rebbe Eliezer. It's a simple svek sveka. Svek sveka, you always matir. The ninth psak of Rava. Here, Rav said there was a girl, the shtakech davas beidani. She was a non-Jew, and they found her between the barrels of wine. And she had a little bit of foam of wine on her hand. So it sounds like they caught her, right? She has foam of wine. Certainly, she must have touched some of the wine. If she touched some of the wine, so the chur, you have a real issue over here. So the Gemara says, no, the wine is still going to be mutter. Emer, why? Because we say, maybe the way she got this foam wasn't from drinking. She didn't even go inside the barrel to touch the wine. But sometimes foam can go on top of the rim of the barrel. So it could be she skimmed it off the brim. So she never touched the wine inside the barrel. Being that she never touched the wine inside the barrel, she didn't create any issues. Says the Gemara, the afal gaf the lekusu. Even though right now, you don't see any foam on the top of any of the barrels, so it doesn't look like there was wine on top of the barrels. If there was, shouldn't you see a little left over? So again, this is Rava with his koyach datera. Rava said, no, emer is ramuye is ramilu. Maybe the reason there's no foam is she took it all off. But there was previously, and as a result, Rava went ahead, and Rava was mata. So we had mentioned before this story, where Rava paskin, where there were ganovim that entered Pumpadisa, they started walking into the Jewish houses, the Jews had to hide, they ran out, and they come back into their houses after the storm passes, and they see that their barrels of wine were all open. And Rava said, you don't have nothing to worry about. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Maybe the guy drank from it. Forget about being menasech. If he drinks from it, it's already a problem. That's maga, nitzok, it's issues. So maybe the guy drank from the wine. Shouldn't that create issues? So Rava said, unfortunately, like the Rav Ganovim Pumpadisa Jews. So you can go past a Rav, you can assume that it was a Jew. You don't have to worry about it. The same exact story happened in Naharda. And Shmuel said the same psak. And the Gemara says, Naharda, Rav Ganovim weren't Jews. So if Rav Ganovim weren't Jews, how did Shmuel paskin over there Lakula? And the Gemara suggested two svaras. Could be Shmuel held like Rebbe Eliezer, that suffix beer, not suffix maga, suffix beer, b'shus hayochet tzvei keitar. So you see, a suffix beer is a more cooler than a suffix. Shmuel held that being that it's even a suffix that these ganovim were goyim. So we look at it as a suffix beer, you go Lakula. Or the Gemara said, maybe more simple, you don't have to say that Shmuel held like Rebbe Eliezer, but you could say that it's a svek svek, because a suffix, if the ganav was a yid or a guy, and even if the ganav was a guy, just because the ganav opened up the barrel doesn't mean the ganav drank from it. If he opened the barrel, why else would he open it if he wasn't trying to drink from it? Very simple. Maybe he opened it because he thought there was some diamonds hidden there. He thought there was money hidden there. So it could be he did it for some alternate reason. As a result, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be mutter. So on that note, the Gemara tells another related halacha. There were troops that entered Naharda. Paschu chaviyasa tuva. Again, they did the same thing. They opened up all these chaviyas. Kiyas Rav Dimi, Omar, and they weren't sure what to do. So Rav Dimi had just come from Eretz Yisrael, and he reported back so many stories that he heard. Omar, he said, Uvda havaka made Rav Elazar. There was a maisa shahoyat, kach hoyat that happened by Rav Elazar. So usually the Rav Dimi reported from Rav Yechanan. So this is from Rav Yechanan's Talmud, Rav Elazar. Shari, and he was matarit. Meaning, Rav Elazar said, in such a case, it's mutter to drink the wine. V'lo yadan, Rav Dimi said, I'm not sure why he said it's mutter. Is it because he held the Rav Elazar, dom asafik bia tahar? It's because the asafik bia, that svar that we spoke at. Or is it because he held that most are yidden? Sfeik the Gemara. Hai safik bia, safik mago. Meaning, the Gemara is tining that Rav Dimi said that he heard a story like this happened with Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar wasn't sure, and Rav Elazar was matter. But there was a suffix why Rav Elazar was matter. Either he was matter because he held it was a suffix beer, or he was matter because he held the roiv of the pumas we yidden. Tain is the Gemara, bishloima. If Roiv of the Pomus was Yisrael, I understand why it was Mutter. But on the other side, where Roiv wasn't Yisraelim, doesn't it make sense then to say that Roiv were Goyim? And if Roiv were Goyim, then it's not a Safik Bia. It's a Vadai Bia, and it's only a Safik Maga. It's only a Safik if there's a legitimate chance that maybe this person wasn't a guy. See, if you know for sure that Roiv are Yisraelim, okay. So, you know for sure, Reva Yisraelim. But to the extent that you don't have any inside information, you don't know that Reva Yisraelim, then it makes sense to assume that it's probably not Yisraelim. If it's not Yisraelim, then it shouldn't even be a Suffolk Yisrael. So it shouldn't be looked at as a Suffolk Yisrael, which would be then a Tzushtos Reb Eliezer Suffolk Bia. You should look at it as a Vadai Goy, then would make the Suffolk into a Suffolk Maga. But the Gemara says, Kivin the Maftachi Tuva, Ema Daita de Mamoina Paschu, Uka Suffolk Bia Dami. So the Gemara says, you're right. I hear what you're saying. It's maybe not a perfect Suffolk Bia, but at the same time, like the Gemara said earlier to explain Shmuel's Psak, there's still a Svar to say that it would have been Mutter. The reason it would be Mutter is because maybe they opened it up, Adaita de Mamoina. And even though the Gemara is saying now that there's no Suffolk, unless you know for sure that these Ganavim were Yisraelim, there's no suffix that the Ganavim are assumed to be Goyim, they're not assumed to be Yisraelim, but at the same time, it still can be viewed as a suffix Bia. Because what's the whole Svara of suffix Bia? The Tzad Lesser is a Tzad Rochik. The Gemara is telling that even if you know for sure they were Goyim, there's still a Tzad Rochik only to say that they were. Because usually when somebody's going in and they're breaking into people's house, they don't sit down to drink wine. Why they open up all the chavias? Because they're probably looking for money. And Vaharai, they opened up so many chavias. So the Gemara is saying, Manav Shachi, you can look at this as a Safik Bia. Manav Shachi, look at a Safik Bia. Again, Safik Bia in the sense, not a Safik if there was a guy in the house. But Zilbasir Taima, why is a Safik Bia Mutter? Because we assume that the chances of there being an issue over here are highly unlikely. Here too, the chances are unlikely that the goyim were trying to drink the wine. As a result, halach is going to be that it's going to be mutis. In other words, the Gemara gave different reasons. If you go through the story with Rava and Shmuel, and then the Maisa that happened with the Pumas and the Hardah, and Rav Dimi's story that he reported back from Rav Elazar, why if Ganavim walk in and they ransack a house and this Chavia is Psucha is all of a sudden, why it should be mutter? If Roiva Yisraelim, that's a reason to be mutter. It could be even if it's a Safik Yisrael, Safik guy, like in Shmuel's Psak, could be you could look at it as a Safik Bia, which using Rebbe Eliezer's Heter, Safik Bia, Bereshus HaYochid, Sveikei Tar, maybe in Yayin Esach you could apply that same Svara as well. Maybe it's a Svek Sveika, because even though the guy opened up the Chavis, it's not Muchach that he opened it up to drink. Maybe he opened it up because he was looking for a wine. Alternatively, if he opened up many chaviyos, there's another svara to say that even if you know for sure he was a guy, but it's still looked at as a Rabbi Eliezer Safik Bia, because why are so many chaviyos open? Probably they're looking for something. How many bottles of wine could you drink? So it's probably not to drink. It's probably because they're looking for something. Either way, Zokta Gemara, another halacha related to Yayin Esach. There was a person that gave a woman, a non-Jewish woman, keys to her wine cellar to watch. There was a story that happened in Beis Medrash. They said, meaning, what was the shaila? The shaila was that now that this guy has rights to watch this oitzer, do you have to be concerned that maybe the guy entered the oitzer? Sounds like a reasonable concern. She has the keys. Meaning, is she watching the keys or is she watching what's in the keys? What would happen if somebody gives you the keys to something to watch?
you watch the keys to my car? You let him drive the car? Maybe he only gave you the keys. I don't want you to watch my car. You don't have rights to the car. You only have rights to the keys. So that was the shayla over here. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, I heard from Rabbi Lozo, Uvdahabi be Midrasha, that a mice like this once came to the Beis Medrash, the Umran, they said, no, she only has a right to watch the keys. She has no right to go into the wine cellar. If she has no right to go into the wine cellar, even if she does, she's Mirsis. If she's Mirsis, the wine is going to be okay. Umar Abai, Afananamitanino, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah, Mesachtes Tyrus, a Mesach Mavtechis Lama Oritz. If somebody gives over the Mavtechis to his Chulin, to an Amma Oretz. We're talking about a person that used to be careful to eat his chulin only b'tahayra. The Amma Oretz, they weren't careful. So we saw that these halachas parallel a little bit Yai Nesach, right? So that in yesterday's stuff. So this is a yid, a chaver, that gives the keys to his chulin to an Amma Oretz. So the halach is taroysov tahayrois. His tairois are going to be tahar. You don't have to be concerned that the Amma Oretz entered the house. Because we assume that he only gave him rights to watch the Mavteach. He didn't allow him to walk into the Oitzer. So the Gemara says, Hashta Tarois of Tyrus, Yai Nesach Mibaya, Madach, his Tyrus are going to be Tar. So certainly the Yai Nesach is going to be okay. Interesting, Kalvah Chaymer. You think Yai Nesach is more Chomer than Tyrus. Gemara says, no. So you see that when it comes to watching keys, we're Mekel the Inyin, a Chover that's Oichel Chulim the Tyra. So certainly we're going to be Mekel when it comes to Yai Nesach. So the Gemara says, Lamemra, the Tyrus Alimim Yai Nesach, you tell me that Hilchas Tyrus are more Chomer than Yai Nesach, right? I'm Oritz that touches Chulin, it's no longer Chulin Metahira, a Chover won't eat it. A guy that touches wine, nobody's allowed to eat it. So the Gemara seems to be saying that the laws of an Amaretz touching Chulin are more chomer than a guy touching Ayin Esech. Could that be? Doesn't make sense. Gemara says, "In yes, it could be the Itmar, and I'll prove it to you from a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Gedolei gedolei Amiram. Chatzar shechalukah b'masupas. There was a chatzar where Chaver and Amaretz shared. So Chaver and Amaretz, they shared this common area, this chatzar, and it was chalukah b'masupas. There was like a thin little barrier that separated the two sides of the chatzar. Amar Rav. Rav said, Tarois of Tmeos. All the tyrants in this chatzar are going to be tummy. You always have to be concerned. Maybe the Amaretz, he went to the other side of the chatzar, he stuck his hand in and he touched the tyrus. What if a yid shares a chatzar with a guy and he has wine outside? You don't have to be concerned that the guy is going to stick his hand in. So you see clearly in Shita's Rav that Rav held you have to be chayish that the Amaretz is going to touch the chum. You don't have to be chayish that the guy is going to touch the wine. Lememra, like the Gemara says, the tyrus on limi miyayin esach. You see, the tyrus is more chomer than yayin esach. Veichin and amar, veichin and argi. He says af tyrus of tahayros. The tyrus are going to be tar, and the Gemara from here until the bottom of the Yomid is going to ask kashas on Rav and Rabbi Yochanan to clarify this shita. But rather than finish the daf, we're a little short on time this morning, so rather than finish the daf, just speak out a little bit of raid related to the very, very beginning of the daf. So we brought a lot of stories, a lot of information to process, Geshmaka stories, but many stories. But before the Gemara brought the nine stories with Rava, the Gemara told the halacha, Amar Rava, Zoyna, Ivedes Kechavim, there was a Zoyna, a non-Jewish Zoyna, V'Yisrael Mesuben Atzla, and she was sitting and together with Yidden. So these Yidden, they hired the Zoyna and they're eating together. And there's wine on the table. And the question was, could you drink the wine or could you not drink the wine? What's the concern? There's a Zoyna that's sitting at the table. So Lachura, maybe she touched the wine. You're going to say, what do you mean? The Yidden. But the Yidden, they're being Nichshol in Znus. So why should you assume that they're going to be careful in the area of Yayin Esach? So Rava said, no, it's Mutter. It's okay. Because Nei, the Tekaflu, Yitzra, the Aveira, Yitzra, the Yayin Esach, like Takav. Just because they're being Nichshol in the Aveira of Znus doesn't mean that they're apostle for everything. Doesn't mean that they're not showing Retire Mitzvahs. Maybe they are. Maybe they're very careful with the Halachas of Yayin Esach. Aye, they're being Nichshol in the Aveira of Znus. Yeah, that's a very strong Yetzirah. You can't compare the Yetzirah that arises to the Yetzirah of Yayin Esach. And as a result, we could assume very, very favorably that maybe these people, although they're clearly not careful binyani arayas, maybe they are careful binyani Yayin Esach. The Zoyna never touched the wine. Rava paskind Chan Rishari, the wine is going to be mutter. Now, the truth is, this idea that the Yetzirah of Arayas is more chomer than other Yitzrei Hara, although it's intuitive, but at the same time, it's something that Chazal say in a few places. Number one, the Gemara says, Mesechtes Makis, it's actually a Mishnah, at the very end of Mesechtes Makis, Tav Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Gezel V'Arayis, Nafshe Shal Odom, Nesavu Lehem V'Chamdosan. When it comes to Gezel and Arayis, those are two Averis that a person has a disproportionate amount of Taiva. Arayis is something that's not just another one of the 613 Averis. Nafshe Shal Odom, V'Chamdosan, V'Mesavosan, these are pretty strong language, that a person has a tremendous Taiva when it comes to Arayis. Similarly,
Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samechei, Omrav Yudam Arav, Roiv Begezel, most people are Nichshol in Gezel, Umiyat Ba'arayas, not most, but Miyat of people are Nichshol Ba'arayas, Vahakoil Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Everybody is Nichshol in Avak Lashon Hara. One spoke out. Egel is Rosh Tevis, Arayas, Gimel is Gezel, and the land that is Lashon Hara. Right? Arayas, Gezel, and Lashon Hara, that's who beyond Pakti or Pakadati, that every Avera has another little bit of Egel. What does that mean? Because it's these three Averas that a person's not Nitzel from. Roiv Begezel, Miyat Ba'arayas, Vahakoil Ba'avak Lashon Hara. But either way, so you see clearly that when it comes to Arayas, it's a little bit different. It's not just an ordinary Avera. And that's this Gemara right here, that just because a person couldn't be careful in the Avera of Arayas doesn't necessarily mean that this same person isn't going to be careful when it comes to the Ayin Nesach. And this is when you talk about the Yetzirah of Arayas, so really, you have to run to a Rambam in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. So the Rambam in the end of a lot of his halachas, he concludes with a Musar Shmuz, so to speak, or a compilation of different Mamori Chazal that relate to the very intense halachic subject at hand. So at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, Perek Beis, Halach Yudches, says the Rambam, Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shu kasha l'roi va'am ela lifresh min arayis. The most difficult thing for Klal Yisrael to observe as a nation is to be perish for harayas v'habio yisra asuros. Amru chachamim. B'shoshin etzav Yisrael al harayas. When the Yidden were commanded on the chet of harayas, bachu, the Yidden cried. V'kiblu mitzvah zeh b'tarum ha'yisru b'b'chir. They weren't happy about it. Shenem ha'boichel l'mishpachos. Al nishkeim mishpach. So they hear the halachas. Oh, we can do this. We can keep on filling. We can keep kosher. Shabbos. All right, it's not going to be easy. We can do that too. But when they heard harayas, they started crying. Not just that. They had tarum, as the Rambam says. They came with tainas and Moshe Rabbeinu. How are we supposed to keep this? Because it's something. That's difficult. It's a dover that's kosher l'roiva up. V'amru chachamim. The Rambam continues, and he brings these two chazals that we just mentioned. Gezel v'arayis nafshei shalodam misav lehem u'mechamdos. Ve'ein ato moitze kal b'chol zman v'zan she'ein b'hem prutzen v'arayis v'viris asuris. That's why every single generation of Jews, they were always yidden that were nichshol in this idea. Amru chachamim roiv b'gezel u'miyit b'arayis v'akol b'avak lashon hara. Either way, says the Rambam, Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifresh min arayis. I saw the poiskim ask, the Prisha asks the kasha, the Chida in Birka Yosef asks the kasha, that l'chura, if the Rambam's saying, Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifresh min arayis, and as I mashma really from the mission to end the Masechtas Machis, gezav arayis nafshe shalodim mechamdosan mesavosam, that, how does the Gemara say in Bava Basra that it's Roiv Begezel and only Miyot Ba'arayas? L'chur, if it's a Dover Kasha, that it's something that's impossible to keep, how then is it that only Miyot Ba'arayas? Says the Chida and the Prisha, Shneim Nischav Milu Dover Echad, it's not a Kasha. V'loi Kasha. The Rambam is discussing the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara of Arayas is very, very difficult to overcome. But at the same time, Hashem helps people overcome the Yetzer of Arayas. And as a result, at the end of the day, it's only Miyot Ba'arayas. And Echanami, they're both true. The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara, Miyot Ba'arayas. Rambam knew the Gemara. He quotes it right here, in the same breath, Toich Kedei Dibor. But the Rambam is discussing the taiva for Arayas versus the way the stats play out. The taiva of Arayas is Ein Lecha Dover B'chol HaTayra Kula Shu Kasha L'Roi Ba'am. In terms of how it plays out, Amru Chachomim, Roi B'Gezel, and only Miyot Ba'arayas. The way Pligi, it's in fact not a steer. To do the Rechaim HaKadosh, Parshas Achrimois, as a hakdama to the Parsha of Arayas, has a tremendous arichos where he talks about the inyan of Arayas. The Parsha of Arayas begins, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Dabra al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleyem, Ani Hashem alaykechem, K'may Seretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo yisasu, U'K'may Seretz Kanan asher ani mevi eschem shom lo yisasu, U'B'chukai seyem lo yisei leichu. So the Arachayim HaKadosh asks many kashas. One kasha, l'inyonenu, that he says, is why does the Torah have to preface the Parsha of Arayas with Dabra al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleyem, Ani Hashem alaykechem? We know Hashem is Elokeichem, that is the basis of the entire Torah. Every mitzvah in the Torah could have began with that hakdama. So why is it that over here, when it comes to the Parish of Arayas, the Torah felt to preface this Parish of Arayas with Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Arachayim, I'll speak it out outside, that if you think about it for a minute, the mitzvah of Arayas is something that's very, very difficult to understand. Because all 613 mitzvahs, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, are mitzvahs that every single Jew could observe. If you're a Jew,
it means that you're shayach to keeping tayag mitzvahs. Meaning, we're not all shayach to reach the same madrigas. We're not all shayach to accomplish the same, because different people are given different neshamas, and different neshamas have different missions on this world, what it is expected from them to accomplish. But there's certain things that everybody can keep, and those are the tayag mitzvahs. There's no such thing that Hashem puts a neshama in the world, he makes him a Jew, he becomes bar mitzvah, he has to keep 613 mitzvahs, but it was understood 17 out of 613 mitzvahs were N.A., not applicable to him. I mean, obviously, if you're not a Nazir, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs of Nazir. If you're not a Kohen, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs of Kuna. But to the extent that the mitzvah relates to you, based on who you physically are, then you're able to keep the mitzvahs. So says the Rechaim, I don't have a problem with, except for one thing. Arias, you mean to tell me there's no such Arias? I would think it's a Madrega. I would think, yes, certain people, for them, they can keep the mitzvah of Arias. But how can every single yid keep Arias? Says the Rechaim, it's a good kasha. It's a good, he struggles with it. If you take a look inside, he struggles with it. And he says, you say this here that are above my pay grade. But one thing the Arachayim says that I think I do understand. He says, that's the Akdama. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael b'yamarta aleim ani Hashem elokeichem. That's why the Torah gives us Akdama. The reason the Torah gives us Akdama is to realize you're not operating in a vacuum. You're not all on your own. If you were on your own, you'd be dead. The reason you can overcome it, every single yid, because Hashem says, I am your God. I am here to protect you. I'm here to help. You can tap into a resource that the Umay Sa'ilim don't have. So the Umay Sa'ilim, they can give you statistics and things. By them, it's Rubam Barayas. It's probably Kulam Barayas. But when it comes to the Yid, it's only Miut Barayas. How's that possible? What's the secret? You know what the secret is? Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleim. Ani Hashem lekechem. And otudos is the hakdomen for the parish of Arayas. Because without this, you really can't get on to first base. The emes is that there's a little bit of a yontif theme over here as it relates to all this. And that is, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Omer Rav Abin, Sakva Deshasa Riglo. What does it mean, Sakva Deshasa Riglo? The most difficult time of the year for a person to be careful binyani arayas is yontif. So it's always difficult to be nizer and arayas. But the most difficult time for a person to be careful binyani arayas is when it comes to yontif. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Hilchis Shvisas Yontif, it's in Perek Vav Halacha Chavalev, says the Rambam, Chayovim Bezdin. Bezdin had an obligation, Lahamid Shaitrim Birgal, to appoint Shaitrim on Yontif. Shiyu Misavavim Vadatznius, Umechapsim Beginois Ubepardesim, Valanahorois, Kadeshla Yiskapsu Lechov Lishte Sham Anoshim Venoshim, Vyuvayu Ludeaver. So the Vadatznius, they were on patrol. On Yontif, they had to make sure that men and women didn't mingle together, eat, drink. Person has to be extra careful on Yontif to make sure that he doesn't mingle anoshim v'noshim, so he shouldn't come with the Chayovim bezdin lahamid shaitrim birugolim on Yontif. The Balaturim, right in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. So Parsha Shoftim begins with the word Shaifta. Parshas Re'eh, which is the previous parsha, ends with the mitzvah of Yontif. We're going to learn Parshas Re'eh now on Pesach. Right, you have all the Yom and Tovim is in Parshas Re'eh. Asata Asa, Kol HaBachar, Al HaSkilis. So that's in the end of Parshas Re'eh. The last pasuk is Shalish Pamim Hashem Yirok Kol Schurchas Pnei Hashem Elokecha Ish Kemat Nas Yodei Kibirkas Hashem Elokecha Hashanos Aloch. Segway Shaifta V'Shaifta Titon L'Chol B'Sharecha. Says the Balaturim Lama Nismecha Parshas Arugolim L'Parshas Shaifta in the shaitrim, zokter ki ashoivte mazirim ha'om shlolachter birugolim kedamrin and kedushin peyalef amid aleph sakfa deshasa riglo. It's because of this gemara kedushin peyalef amid aleph. It's because of this idea, this Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Yontif Perek Vav. Because a person has to be extra careful when it comes to Yontif. Thus, that's the segue. That's the hemshach. You have cholish problem, mashal yirakol srocha. Oh, then Yontif, you have to be extra careful on Yontif. If you have to be extra careful on Yontif, you have parsha shat. Now, what's parsha shat? Why in Yontif do you have to be extra careful? So Rashi says in Masechtas Kedushin on that Gemara Sakta Lishasa Riglo, the reason is because on Yontif, men come to shul, women come to shul, they come to Hidrashas, Shiurim. So one thing can lead to another. Tosfos says that's the makar to fasting Bahab right after Yontif. The reason you fast Bahab right after Yontif is because we need kapara for the arayas that took place when the men and the women they mingled together, they came to shul. That's where the trouble happened. But the bottom line is, as I state in Rashi and Tosfos, but there's a classic Meshachachbo where Ramei Simcha says a little bit of a different mahalach. The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, "Al techalol es bitcholah haznoisa, So the topic of this pasuk is nus, right? Al techalel is bitchol hasnoisa, v'lo sizne ha'aretz u'mala aretz zim. Continues the pasuk, eshapsoisai tishmoiru u'mikdashai tiro ani Hashem. Says Rabbi Simcha, what's the hemshach? What's the smichos? From the Avera, the idea of Znus, to Eshapsoisai Teshmoiru U'mikdashai Tiro Ani Hashem. Says Rabbi Simcha, the smichos is based on this Gemara, Kedushin Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Sak for the Shasa Rigla. Eshapsoisai, Shapsoisai Lashin Rabin, that Shabbos. Eshapsoisai, that Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, a person has to be extra careful when it comes to Inyani Arayis. So that's the smichos. Umolor et zimo, Eshapsoisai Teshmoiru. You have to be extra careful. Just like the Balaturim said, Shalosh Pam Bashana, Shoiftim Veshoiftim, it's the same smichos. Umolor et zimo, Eshapsoisai Teshmoiru. If you look at the Balaturim, by the way, he says the same thing here as well. That's the var. Says Rameh Simcha in Meshachach, what's the svar? What's the svar? Why do you have to be extra careful? He says Pasha. Because we know the Mishnah says, Yofa Torim Derech Eretz, she when a person learns and when a person is busy, he's working, he doesn't have time to even think about doing averes. It makes you forget about doing averes. When you're busy, you're not thinking about doing averes. That's all true during the week. So then you have Torah, you can eat them by Torah, and at the same time you're working. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, then you're not working. If you don't have working, you don't have the Yigiyah Shneim. You don't have Yofa Torah Derech Eretz. If you don't have Yofa Torah Derech Eretz, it's for that reason over there you have to be extra careful. And that's why Sak for the Shasa Rigla, and that's Umolar Zima Eshab Soysa Tishmayru. Says Rameh Simchav, that's the truth. There's one other place I believe that you can apply this principle, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had Kohanim, Bavidosam, Levim, Beshiram, Uvezimram. But the truth is, what you didn't have was people working. You had Yidin that were big Bali Madrega that were being Oysa in Torah and Avodah and very, very big Madregas. But you know what you didn't have? You didn't have Yofan Torah Derech Eretz, Shiagia Shnei Mishkach HaSavan. Says Rameh Simcha, if that's the case, just like on Yontif, a person is more vulnerable when it comes to the Chet of Arayis, you would have to argue that in the Beis HaMikdash, Yidin were also more vulnerable when it came to the Chet of Arayis. And he said that's what happened with the Bnei Eli. But the bottom line is, you had to be more careful. That's the end of the pasuk. So two times you have to be extra careful. You know what those two times are? What is the Mikdash? It's the same thing. Because why? Because you have a Torah Derech Eretz, Yigiyah Shnei Mishkach HaSavan. The same thing is going to be true when it comes to Es Mikdash Tiro. You know, last week we learned a little bit about the Esnan Zoyna. Right, we learned about the Esnan Zoyna. We mentioned, why is the Esnan Zoyna Pasul Akrava? So it doesn't really need much of an explanation. It's self-explanatory why you can't bring an animal that was used as compensation for a Zoyna into the Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, Ramban says a beautiful pshat, so the Zoyna shouldn't think that she's going to get kapara because it's going to feed into her thing and she's going to end up doing more. The Chinuch says a different reason. The Chinuch HaMitzvah Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph says, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, Levi Sha'akorben Hu Bo Letayr Machshev Es Adam. Because the idea of a korban is to be metayr the machshev of a person. And you see how careful the Kohen had to be with his machshava when he brought a carbon. We're going to learn Be'ezus Hashem right after Pesach, we're starting Shchedesh Iyar, we're starting Seder Kachem. And Seder Kachem starts Zvachim Dabbeis, talks about all the machshavas ha-poisloiz, and that's the theme of the first part of Seder Kachem. That a machshava shaloi l'shma, and a machshava pigol, and shaloi l'shem meichlov, l'shem zep. Right, all the different machshavas that a Kohen had to have. So it says the Chinuch that if a Kohen is going to bring as a carbon, an Esnan Zoyna. What if he knows that it was an Esnan Zoyna? As he's bringing the carbon, he's going to have a machshava of Znus. And it's for that reason the Torah says you can't bring an Esnan Zoyna. We're worried about it affecting his machshavas. You're worried about the Kohen while he's bringing the carbon, he's going to have a machshava of Znus. Yeah, you have to be extra careful with the Kohen. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special azor. Umol horet zima, eshapsoisai tishmoiru, umiktoshai tirohu, Ani Hashem, you actually have to be extra careful when it comes to this idea of a Mikdashai Tiro. We'll end here.